Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Wednesday at 2:30, I'm joined by Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee for a segment we call Milwaukee as Microcosm, because oftentimes the issues occurring in Milwaukee are happening in your hometown and in your area of Wisconsin. And frankly, as goes Milwaukee, so goes the state of Wisconsin. We have had quite the controversy brewing here in Milwaukee as to the Milwaukee public school system and the discovery of lead in some of the schools, whether it's coming from paint or other infrastructure throwing off lead, and young kids attending MPS schools testing positive for lead in their blood. Any level of lead in your blood is unsafe, and it is especially unsafe for children whose brains are just developing. Jeremy, before the break, you were telling folks that there are two phases or two elements of the approach, which is really a joint approach. And this is one of those interesting issues about local government that people sometimes miss. You have two agencies with separate, basically, accountability structures that are addressing this. You've got the Milwaukee Health Department that basically answers up to the legislative branch, the Common Council, and whose leadership is appointed by the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. You also have Milwaukee Public Schools that is a brand new appointed superintendent whose confirmation and hiring is pending approval by the school board, who's ultimately responsible. So you have these two different accountability structures, and you have this shared responsibility for this problem. How is the cooperative response to this issue going? Is there good cooperation, or do you kind of see right hand, left hand problems happening, Jeremy?
I see good cooperation, but I want to highlight that is I see that right now. I think that's going to be tougher going forward. So I asked about the cost, because that's going to be the driver from the health department side, is they get about 1,200 referrals a year for kids who are testing positive for elevated blood lead levels. And then it starts these series of interventions. And these interventions are what led the health department to schools. But to actually go in and do a comprehensive test of the school, so not just looking and going, yep, that has evidence of lead paint peeling right there, if to actually test it, you're testing dozens and dozens of areas, different swabs, that costs at least $10,000 just of staff time to do the lab work. And so doing that going forward at lots of schools is going to be a problem. So when we talk about 10 more schools being tested, it's only visual assessments now. And the primary reason why is because the cost.
Whoa. So I'm going to call it eyeballing. And granted, an educated eyeballing is better than no eyeballing, but that wouldn't provide me with a ton of confidence. Jeremy, you mentioned the Milwaukee Health Department is offering free testing for MPS students. Can you tell folks more about that?
Yes. So everything I say on this, go to the health department's website, city.milwaukee.gov/health. And there's a whole section now about schools, or call your pediatrician. They can easily, as part of any checkup, get you a blood test. It is a very simple test. I've gotten it myself years ago. I just watched my daughter get it recently. She's thankfully not testing positive for lead. But there are four clinics coming up for the general public, and they're, again, all on the health department website: Children's Wisconsin, McCann and Brown Homeless Sanctuary, and two at the 16th Street Community Health Centers. If your child is one of the children impacted, or you're a staff member impacted by the four, we'll call them troubled schools, on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Bradley Tech High School, there's a special clinic just for you to get a test.
Folks, again, if your child or you are a staff member in one of the four challenged schools with this lead issue, Bradley Tech from 1 to 4 p.m. this Saturday, testing just for you. Otherwise, go to the City of Milwaukee's Health Department page, check out the available resources if you're concerned about your child or your health if you are a staff member at an MPS school. Jeremy, we've got just a little bit of time left over. Let's talk about something on the plus side. Northwestern Mutual Community Park is now open, one of the state's largest employers. Brand new, beautiful building downtown. Tell us more about the community park.
Yeah, so you might be thinking, why would I go to an insurance company to go to a park? And don't go to the insurance company. Go to the Summerfest grounds at Henry Mayer Festival Park. And right there, you will find one of the largest playgrounds you have ever seen. It's usually open only during festivals, kind of year round, But there are a number of days, and you can go to the Summerfest website or the host organization, Milwaukee World Festival, to see the schedule. But starting earlier this week, it's going to be open lots through the fall. It is a wonderful resource. It's a great reason to come to downtown Milwaukee, come to the Third Ward, a great free thing to do right on the lakefront.
Having grown up playing on the then wood chip floored gymnasium and park things for kids at the Summerfest grounds, I'm super excited to go with my friends that have little ones and check out this park. Again, that is the new Northwestern Mutual Community Park, not at NM's headquarters in downtown Milwaukee, but rather go a little bit further east, check out the Milwaukee World Festival, the otherwise known as the Summerfest Festival Grounds. You can find this enormous playground. You need an excuse to have your little ones expend some energy running around. This is the place to do it. I also want to put a plug in. They also have a facility. I know that it's open during the festivals. I know that there are other availability dates and time. You can find that on the Summerfest or Milwaukee World Festival website. For kids that have sensitivities, whether that's touch, hearing, etc., they have basically an accessible playground as well on the World Festival grounds. Thanks so much, Jeremy, for being with us this week. I'll see you this evening at MATC.
Thank you. See you this evening.
Yeah, it'll be fun. That is Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee. If you want to see me and Jeremy in action talking about our jobs here in media, check out One Milwaukee's Your Ballot, Your Future tonight at MATC from 5 to 8 p.m. I'll be back after the top of the hour with former Lieutenant Governor and Senate candidate Vindella Barnes talking about Elon's Doge cuts happening right here in Wisconsin. The Lieutenant Governor is next. Keep it locked.